We left off as follows. So just to even take a quick overview review, Reish Lakish, we're actually not talking about Reish Lakish anymore. We've almost forgotten Reish Lakish. But Reish Lakish said that our Mishnah that says that an ones mafata of achoso or any of the lavim or arayos where there's no misa pays kanas. Reish Lakish says that Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir who holds adam loka mishalim. But if it were not, if you held like the Chachamim, Reish Lakish would say that you would never pay ones and kanas by achoso because kam leibed rabbi minei. And as we'll see later in the Gemara, it's clear at the end of the sugya, obviously Reish Lakish doesn't agree with Rabbi Yochanan in terms of the question of chayve malkio shogigin. Chayve malkio shogigin means when you violate Nisar Malkos, but for some technical reason you don't get the Malkos, either because you were shogig or because there was no hasra. Whatever it was, so Reish Lakish says, you still say kam leibed rabbi minei. In other words, the Avera in that circumstance is not punishable by mamon, it's only punishable by Malkos whether you get it or not. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees by Malkos, as we'll see in the Maskan of the Gemara, and he says, no, only if you get the Malkos, there's a path to you from Ammon, but not if you don't get the Malkos. If you don't get the Malkos, whatever the reason is, then you have to pay the money. So Reish Lakish said that the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. The problem is that the Mishnah later on Lamed Vav or Lamed Zayin says that Habal Bito is Potter because of Kamai with the Rabbi. Nesha Mishchai ben Afsho. And so if that's the case, then if it's Rabbi Meir, you should, just like you say Adam Loke Mishalim, you should say Adam Mesu Mishalim. And the fact that Mishnah says that you do say kam lebe the rabbi minei must mean that our Mishnah bechlal is not Rabbi Meir. So it would seem. So now the Gemara says, but there's a way to solve the problem. The way to solve the problem is the claim that Rabbi Meir only holds that Adam loka mishalim, but Rabbi Meir does not believe that Adam mesu mishalim. To that, the Gemara now immediately prompts the following question, and that this is the sugya in Baba Kama and the sugya here. Without having carefully sat down to analyze it, libi omer li that it's really a sugya that belongs to Baba Kama. The sugya is really about dalad vehei in these odd cases. It's tangentially relevant to our sugya on the question of whether or not Rabbi Meir paters you on toveach b'shabbos because of kam lebi the rabba minei. Right. I think the sugya really is a Baba Kama sugya, but since it came to, since as we say, hova asi milsa liyadan, hova asai liyadan name of a milsa. Now we get to talk about it a little bit. Okay, so now the Gemara suggests that the way that it presents a brisa that if you're toveach, if you're gonna betavach b'shabbos, gonna betavach lavodas kochavim. Obviously, in both cases, not that it really matters halachically, maybe it does. The gunav part is not lavodas kochavim or b'shabbos. It could be, but I don't think there's such a thing. I don't think if you're gonav avodazara that you chay misa for that. That repati on the ganeva. I don't think there's such a thing. I don't think people worship the avodazara by stealing from it. One could perhaps derech b'tichusa say that some people think it's, you know, mutter to steal for, you know, studying Torah. And one might say that they've made Torah into an avodah zarah in here, and stealing the shame of avodah zarah. However, it's not part of the religious ritual. It's not part of the religious ritual stealing for avodah zarah. Okay, I'm not aware of, you know, the rule with avodah zarah is that you chayiv misa either if you do one of the four avodos, okay, of the zibuach kitur nisuch and ishtachava, and throw into that kabbalah laloa, or if you worship Kederach Avodasa. So the way Chazal state you worship Baal Pa'or was by being Po'or Atzma, by defecating on it. And the way you worshipped Marculus was by throwing a stone at it. So if you worship the Avodah Zarah, either Kederach Avodasa or with any of the four Avodos, whether it is Kederach Avodasa or not, then you're chayiv misa. But if you hug the Avodah Zarah, you kiss the Avodah Zarah, you clean up nicely before the Avodah Zarah, so you're not chayiv misa for that. It's probably a losase, but nonetheless, you're not chayiv misa for that. So presumably, I don't think there's an Avodah Zarah, I'm not aware of one, that you steal something for the Avodah Zarah, and that's called darko. So it's not ganav l'Avodah Zarah, it's not necessarily ganav b'shabbos. The key part is tavach l'Avodah Zarah, tvicha is an avoda regardless of the Avodah Zarah, and tavach b'shabbos is the malacha. Okay, so the Gemara now says, Rabbi, in that there's a brisa that Rabbi Meir on three different oxen is mechayiv you to pay dalvehe. The third is shor haniskal, okay, which is its own set of complications. The Gemara will deal with that, and that's, by the way, I think again the indication this does not really belong to our sugya. This belongs to Baba Kama. This is all a tangent. So now the Gemara says, so what do you see from that? You see that Rabbi Meir holds that Adam Mesa Mishalin. If Toveach B'Shabbos and Toveach Lo Dezara is chayiv misa and is chayiv for the dalef hehe. So you see that other mesa mishalim. So the Gemara answers no. It's a case of toveach ayidei shaliach. And since you're not getting the misa space, then the shaliach is, because legabe the chilu shabbos ain shaliach l'dvar aveira, because divrei rabbi divrei talmud divrei mishomim. But legabe the tvicha because it's gzeiras hakasav l'rabos es hashaliach, whatever the gzeiras hakasav is, therefore you are chayev for the tvicha. He is chayev, the shaliach is chayev in chilu shabbos, and that is why Rameir holds you pay. But the implication of the Gemara is that if in fact, you were shochet on Shabbos, even Rabbi Meir would be moda that you'd be paton dalvehe because of kamle with Rav Amine. Okay, so once we get to that point, you don't have to say anything else. We solve the problem. It's Rabbi Meir shita, and Rabbi Meir holds that you in other mesa mishalim, adam loka mishalim, but in the mesa mishalim, and the tan of our mishnayis is Rabbi Meir. Case closed. Okay, but the Gemara doesn't leave the case closed because now we have to talk about toveach b'Shabbos and so on. First question is, what in heaven's name did the Chachamim hold? Meaning, for the Chachamim, if it's Ganav, if it's Tava Chayidei Acher, so why, in fact, are you not Chayiv to pay? After all, they wouldn't say Kamei Rav Amine. And as I mentioned before, there's a little Tosfos on my time in the Rabbanan Depatri, which I think actually belongs to the previous Daf. Maybe not, but I think so. I don't know why they didn't put a note there that Tosfos is on the next page. But why not just say the Chachamim disagree? They say in shlicha dvar avera even by tvicha. So the reason why you potter is because you're not responsible either for Shabbos or for tvicha. So the answer Tosfos says is that the Gemara doesn't want to assume that there's any machlokas about that. That seems to be davar muskam.
Okay. Sorry, I walked in late. So the Tosfos is essentially saying that the shliach stole.
No. The shliach. No, you stole the thing. You asked the shliach to be toveach on your behalf. You, if you did tvicha and it weren't Shabbos, you'd be chayav dalav hay. Now that it's Shabbos, but he's doing it and you're not chayav misa, so therefore you're chayav. Again, the shchita by tvicha only mechir and tvicha. So yesh shliach levar avera, and therefore he's doing it for the legabe dalav vehei. He's your shliach, not legabe Shabbos.
According
to the rabbi. According to everybody. That's the question. Then why the Rabbana not Machayev you?
And Tosfos' explanation, then, I'm
Tosfos is saying that the Gemara doesn't want to say that they're arguing about whether Yeshlech Levanavera Lagabe the Dalavahe. Everybody agrees for sure there's no Shliach, Shlichos Lagabe the Shabbos. But you could have said the reason why the Chacham Apoter is because you didn't do Tvicha. Because the Shliach did Tvicha, ain't Shlech Dravera. Tosfos says the Gemara doesn't want to say that. The Gemara assumes that Tvicha, everybody agrees in principle, yesh shaliach l'dvar aveira. So you should have been chayav dal. The question is, why the Rabbanan poter? So the Gemara said, and this is where we left off, that must be the Chachamim who argue in Rabbi Meir is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon believes that legabe dalad vehei, at least, Rabbi Shimon believes legabe kisei adam, osav espino, and now we also want to say legabe dalad vehei. The Gemara does in Bava Kamma in another context as well. Rabbi Shimon says that shchita, which is not re'uya l'achila, is not called a shchita. It's not called, in other words, if you take an animal and it turns out to be a trefa, you steal a trefa, and you shecht it. And it turns out it's a trefa, Rabbi Shimon would say, you patur nadal vehei, because since you can't eat it, it's as if you banged it over the head with a skillet and killed it. And that's not called tvacho. Everybody agrees. That's not shchita. And if you patur on that, you patur on this, because since it's not ru'uya lachila, it's not utvacho kreinan be. That's what Rabbi Shimon holds, and that's why the Chachamim are poter. Why they poter? They're not poter because of kamei b'derabim, They're poter because there's no tvicha here. So the Gemara says, "Hatenach." We said, "Ovodas Chacham Shar Niskal." Ela Shchita Shabbos, Shchita Ruuyehi. If you shech the animal on Shabbos, that animal can be eaten, at least at some point, according to almost everybody. But that will be the discussion. And therefore, you can't say that the reason why you put on Dal Behei is because it's not called Utvacho, because it is Utvacho. And if it's done Aide Shaliach, where the Mishaleach doesn't get Mises based in, because on Shabbos, ain't shaliach dvar avera, but it is a shaliach v'dalet v'hei, and therefore the mishaleach should be chayiv. So why are the rabbanon poter on gonav v'tavach b'shabes hayidei shaliach? If that's what the Bryce is talking about, and if that is why Rabbi Meir is mechayiv on the dal v'hei, because even though Rabbi Meir holds ain't other mace of mishalim, but in this case he's not mace, it's the shaliach who's mace, therefore the mishaleach can be mishalim. So if that's really what the Bryce is talking about, then why are the chachamim poter? Okay. And now the Gemara continues. We have a full house today, almost. Pinchot. I'm not suggesting you weren't here other days. I just looked around. Okay. Good.
So,
El Shchita Shabbos, third line. Third line of Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. You're pulling it up on that. 34A. So that's the that is the Mishnah in Chulin, Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph. The Mishnah is Yudal Amud Aleph. The sugya of Maaseh Shabbos is Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph. Right. The Gemara there starts. You should be aware that so gets. If you will probably not do these Tosfos in Shir, but if you do some of the Tosfos, and particularly Hamavashal B'Shabbos, the second Tosfos, you look in that sugya. The Gemara, one of the Amoraim says that or quotes a little a mini brisa that says that you can't eat it that Shabbos, and then the other Tanaim say it's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and then the Gemara spends the next daf and a half trying to figure out which Rabbi Yehuda was he talking about. First they try Rabbi Yehuda and Muktzah, but eventually Rav Ashi says, we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda of the following brisa of Maaseh Shabbos. So, now the problem is, but even there for Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutter after Shabbos. It's called the Shechita Ru'uya. Just because I can't eat the Shechita now. For example, let's say you hold like the Zohar, okay, which is maybe quoted by the Ramah. It's Mechaber, oddly enough, doesn't quote it. He quotes this Zohar, I believe, in Or Chaim, not in Yeridah, about waiting after you've eaten milk to eat meat. So the Ramah quotes it Lagabe eating hard cheese. In fact, Eli, what is Minhag HaSfaradim? Do they are they mock not to eat meat after Syrians? Do you know? I mean, it doesn't come up so often.
Never.
You don't eat.
We always any cheese we can eat meat right after.
Yeah. Okay. Well, because the Mechaber, he quotes it in the Beis Yosef in Or Chaim, not in the Beis Yosef in Yeridah, and neither place in Shulchan Aruch does he quote it. Only the Ramah in Yeridah quotes that, and the Zohar might have been by any milk, meat after milk, but the Ramah says by a hard cheese, and I think the Shach says has at least aged, 6 months, is certainly a hard cheese. So supposing a person held like the Zohar, and he just ate a really, really hard piece of Parmesan cheese, and now he shechs the animal. Would Rabbi Shimon say that that's called Shechita Sheina Ru'uya? That's ridiculous. Of course it's Ru'uya. Firstly, it's Ru'uya for other people. What if every member of Klal Yisrael just now, this moment, ate Parmesan cheese? Okay, hard Parmesan cheese, aged 6 months, right? Would you say that it's not in Ru'uya? It's ridiculous. It doesn't matter if it's Ru'uya L'Achia 6 hours. So the Shechita is a proper Shechita. The meat may be eaten. If you can't eat it now, you eat it later. So the fact that even Rabbi Yehuda, the Amoraim say on that Mishnah Chulin, that it can't be eaten on Shabbos, that doesn't mean it's Eshchit Hashem Ruya. So now that's the Gemara's question. Why would the Chachamim, the Chachamim is Rabbi Shimon, even if the anonymous opinion, the Chachamim in this Braisa are in fact the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, they hold like Rabbi Shimon, nonetheless, Eshchit Shabbos is Eshchit Ruya. So why would they say Yepata from Pein Dal Vehe? Because Lagabe Shabbos, it is Utvacho. So now the Gemara's answer is, you know what he did for a living?
Sandals.
He made sandals, yes. The rabbis once upon a time used to earn an honorable living. Now we take money for teaching Torah. Okay. Actually, we take money for babysitting. Schar batala. But you look, many of the... I think that's why Rashi Yeshiva should be paid less than any other mechanchim. So anyway, most of the Tanaim had professions. Some of you probably know the more famous story about what was Rabbi Yeshua's profession?
Blacksmith.
It was a blacksmith, right? Rabbi Gamliel walks to beg forgiveness in the story, and he says, "Mikosle beischa nikar shepechamiyata." Right? Rabbi Gamliel didn't understand that Tamid HaChachamim, many of them were living in poverty and had to work hard to earn a living. Then they went and learned. What? Rabbi Gamliel was royalty, in effect, right? I mean, he worked also, and it wasn't just learning, right? But he had a different kind of job. Right, but he was supported basically by public funds because he was the Nasi and he had
to. You could only be the Nasi if you were already rich.
No, you can be a Kohen Gadol, supposed to be rich.
The whole story leads up to the Ben Azariah is like, no, he can't be the. he can't be rich, but he's poor.
No, you're making it up. Rabbi Akiva couldn't be because he was a descendant of Geir, and Rabbi Gamliel might curse him or something like that. And Rabbi Yeshua couldn't because he was the Bar Pluk that would have been really Loig LaRash. I think those were the two. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was an Asi Rile Ezra. Does it say anything about his Osher? I don't remember. He was wealthy. But Kohen Gadol is supposed to be Gadleu Mishel Echav, right? Of course, in the Bayesheni period, it wasn't usually a problem because the way people got themselves appointed Kohen Gadol was like Marta Bas Baitas and Yeshuv and Gamla. There you go. Okay, so anyway, so Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler, okay, we don't encounter him very much. Okay, but here, this is probably the most famous sheet and shas of Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler. It's not the only place he's quoted. And what does he say? So now you got to get through the whole braisa. The Tanya. You could be Yochal. And B'mezid. Okay, so Ramir, the way, again, I don't want to get bogged down, especially here in details, even when we go back through and deal with Tosafim. You can read that Hamvashar B'Shabbos, Tosafos is working on this. And as I mentioned, there are stiras between Rashi here and what he wrote elsewhere. But the pashtus is that Rabbi Meir holds that b'shogeg, everybody can eat it that Shabbos, including the person who did it. B'mezid, nobody can eat it on Shabbos, but everybody can eat it Motzei Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So according to Rabbi Meir, is shchita on Shabbos, shchita ru'uya? And let's say it's done b'mezid. Yeah, yeah. It is. It's ru'uya after Shabbos. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Sorry? So it's interesting you say that. The Mechaber Paskins in Shulchan Aruch, like Rabbi Yehuda, the Ramah doesn't say anything, but the Mishnah Berurah points out that the Gros says, and I think the Balei Tosfos and Shabbos may actually hold this way, that really it's halacha, is that we really pass like Rabbi Meir, because it says that Rav, when he taught it in public, he passed like Rabbi Yehuda, but this Talmidim, when he was Mora, he held like Rabbi Meir. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gros, I think, as saying that I don't know if the Gra outright passes Rabbi Meir, and the Mishnah Berurah adds that b'makom hefseid b'makom tzarach gadol, you can follow Rabbi Meir. So someone did it b'shogeg, so then you're allowed to benefit from the malacha on Shabbos. This, by the way, may not apply to violations of Shein Achzara. There's certain malachos individually that may be exceptions to the rule. If you look at the parallel sugya in Daf Lamites Amud Aleph and Daf Mem Amud Aleph, I think at the top of the Amud in Shabbos, so you will see there that Shein Achzara may be treated more stringently. Because the Isser involved is lesser, we may be more gozer on people who violate it. But leaving out the Bishul issues, or leaving out Shein Achzara questions, as a general rule, when a malacha d'oraisa is done on Shabbos, so b'makom tzarach gadol, Ashkenazim would say that we're some b'shogeg, we're someich upon Rabbi Meir.
What about yeah. Embarrassing?
That would be b'makom tzarach gadol, yeah. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda says that b'shogeg, b'shogeg, the way we'll say everybody can eat at Motzei Shabbos, b'mezid, other people can eat at Motzei Shabbos, but he can't. It's a special knas on him. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, when shechita is done b'mezid on Shabbos, is it ru'uya?
Yeah.
Absolutely. There's only one guy who can't eat it, but it's not nevela. And he wouldn't be violating the failure to eat it. He'd be violating a different there. But fundamentally, I would say he's not. Other people can eat it. It's shechita ru'uya. Let's leave it that way. However, Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler Omer. Right. So by the way, this tells you the correct vocalization is ye ochel. Right. If it's la acherim, it has to be ye ochel. No, it doesn't really matter, Lemaisa.
Meaning some of them would low Yochal Klu, and some of them would low Yachal.
Rashi says, but Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler cursing on Yachal. Only Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler.
Well, in other words, where do you see that anyway?
It doesn't have a Dibur Maskil. It's after the news of Rabbi Yochanan.
How does that help?
I don't know how you can tell that it's a vocalization comment.
Well,
I don't.
Look at that footnote.
Also, what else is he saying?
I think it may be. Let's read the continuation of the Gemara, because the Gemara distinguishes between Achila and Hana. And I don't know if that's what the comment is about. I'm not sure. I don't know what the. It'd be odd for Rashi to say that and that adding, elaborating without any comment. what he's saying. If a vocalization issue, Rashi's not writing with the kudos unless he put them in his manuscript. I don't know. I'm not sure what it is.
Look at Tosfos.
Also, isn't it only
the maize of the maize of all Yochal Olamit?
Yeah.
Then it contrasted with the Yochal Sander.
I don't think it's about the vocalization of the word. Okay, just forget I said anything. Anyway, this one has to be vocalized just because of the word that follows. Ye'ochel b'shogeg ye'ochel l'motzei Shabbos l'cheirim v'lo lo b'mezid
mezid lo ye'achel olamit.
Right. Nobody's allowed to eat it. Right. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler, if you shech b'mezid on Shabbos, then that's a shechita she'ena ruya. So basically, if you're willing to say that the Chachamim of this Braisa hold like Rabbi Shimon Lagabi shechita she'ena ruya, and they hold like Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler Lagabi Masa Shabbos, so then we solve the problem. Why did the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Meir? The answer is because they hold in all three cases it wasn't utvachal. Rabbi Meir holds that you don't need a shechita ruya, and since it's done ayidei acherim in the Shabbos and the Avodah Zarah cases, since you don't get the Misa, you have to pay. Okay, Shor HaNiskel, by the way, still the Gemara has to address, because at the end of the day, Shor HaNiskel should be putted no matter what, because a Shor HaNiskel, for starters, is, I would have chosen a different approach. It's worth nothing. The value of Shor HaNiskel is zero. And when do you pay how much do you pay for Dal of Hay? What value do you pay the Dal of Hay? The answer is Kishas Hotzah Min HaOlam. Right, you pay Keren Kein Shaganav, but Kefal Dal of Hay. So when you shecht the Shor HaNiskel, how much was the Shor HaNiskel worth? The answer is zero. What? That's not really what they say. They say it's lav demare kotavach. Right. In other words, they say normally it's demare kotavach because you're obligated to turn the animal. In fact, the din is that if you hold that yeyosh is kone. Yeosh alone is kone. If I steal your animal and then you're misya'ish, I'm not chayav on dal v'hei when I shecht it. Why? Because I'm shechting my own animal. I owe you an animal, right? If yeosh is kone. So the point is, Rashi says lav demari katavach because once the shor is nigmar dino asabana, the bailim have no right to be toveyat back from you, and therefore it's not theirs. You're not shechting theirs. It's like if they had yeosh and you were kone. So I would have just said because you could be chayav on dal v'hei, but four or five times zero is zero. We'll get to that.
I have a different question.
What's that?
I have a different question.
Yeah.
So the man chachamim rishimni, does that mean who the chachamim hold like? Does that mean the opinion that's being
said? I would say. You could say it probably means it's Rabbi Shimon, and the reason I want to avoid that is because the Gemara says Savar lo Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler, which is Beit Chiddush. Is Rabbi Shimon Rachai? He really holds like Yochanan HaSandler. I'm surprised that nobody goes digging to find some mocker to show that he doesn't. I mean, it may not be, but
so that's what I was going to say. If there was a mocker that shows he doesn't
have, we would just say it's a Tana who held like Rabbi Shimon Lagabi Shita Shein Ruya and Lagabi Yochanan HaSandler Lagabi Masah Shabbos.
Single Tana that we don't know.
Correct.
Because the Chachamim don't they disagree.
No. 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 If you hold, Tosus talks about the question. Tosus points out that based upon what the makor for the Chachamim saying, Shechita She'ena Ruya, Lav Shmei Shechita, Shmei Shechita, why does Rabbi Shimon say it's Lav Shmei Shechita? So we mentioned because he learns from, by Oso Vesbeno, Lo Sishchatu, he learns from the brothers, Utvach Tevach Ve'alchein, in next week's parsha. Why did the Chachamim not learn from there? Because they don't want to learn Shechita from Tevicha. So Tosa says, if that's the reason what the Gemara in Chulin Daf Pei Hei states, so if that's the case, what word does the Torah use for Shechita by Dal V'Hei? Utvacho, O Mecharo. So even the Chachamim should learn Tvicha, Tvicha from the brothers. So Tosa deals with why. The Gemara's Mashma here, and in Bava Kama, that Rabbi Shimon holds Shechita Sheinu, that the Chachamim would hold that Shechita Sheinu Ria is Shmei Shechita Lagabe Dal V'Hei. Obviously they do, otherwise you couldn't be Chai for Ganav V'Tavach B'Lavo Dizar. So, but Tosfos says, why? Why does it have to be? Why is it only Rabbi Shimon? Legabe Osev Espanon Kisadam, I understand why. But Legabe Dal V'Hei, maybe the Chacham Amod to Rabbi Shimon. So why does that have to be Dafka Savarlak? Why does it have to be Rabbi Shimon? Okay, so now, the Gemara continues. Again, this is a total sidebar. My time, the Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler.
Rabbi Chia, Pitcha,
So Rabbi Chiya was, it's interesting, he was Doresh near the door of the Beis HaNasi. I presume he was outside. I guess people had gathered. Maybe they were waiting online for the bureaucracy to be their turn. So Rabbi Chiya decided he would just give shir to keep people occupied and so they wouldn't be even Mvatel Torah. I don't know. I don't know why he was Darush Apischa. Maybe there were a lot of people there and there was no room inside the Beis HaNasi, so therefore he gave shir outside. So what did he say? Ushmartem.
Ushmartem et ha-shabbat ki kodesh ilachem. Ma kodesh asur ba'achila, af ma'aseh shabbat isurim ba'achila.
Okay, so kachim, normally, you know, when we say something is kodesh, it often means it can't be eaten. Okay, obviously it's sometimes it's a mitzvah to eat kachim after things have been done, but when we say something is kodesh, pentik dasham le'ah hazer asher tizra, become kodesh means asur bahana even. So now that's why he turns around and says, yachol, or whatever it is. Go ahead. So Talmud Lomar. In other words, yeah, it's your, it belongs to you, which is interesting. It suggests that something that's asur b'ana is not shelachem. And it's how does lachem and saying shelachem teach you that it's not asur b'ana? So it could be because, so you could argue that it's not our sugya now. The question is, when you mekadesh b'isurei hana doraisa, why is a woman not mekudeshes? So there are really sort of two major conceptual approaches. I think there's a third approach. I don't remember for him what it is. One of them is when you mekadesh b'isurei hana doraisa, you need, in order to be ishtad mekudeshes, you need a shava pruta. But isurei hana, and this might even apply to isurei hana derabanan, are worth nothing because you can't sell them. The other approach is to say that in order to be mekadesh a woman, you have to give her something that belongs to you. But isurei hana don't belong to a person. Right? In fact, the chiddush is if shnei dvarim einam b'shusan shal adam v'asana kasav ki lohem b'shuso bor b'shus arabim and chametz b'pesach. Right? Suggest why is chametz b'pesach? I'm trying to remember. Am I missing something? Why is it not b'shusa kasav asan ki lo b'shusan? So, oh, that's the third. The third approach is that it's not that it's einah shalom, but it's einah b'shusa. Right? In other words, I cannot be if you have an object that I claim belongs to me. And genuinely does belong to me, but you dispute it. You've stolen it, and you're suppressing it. If I'm Mekadesh and Isha with that object, before, in other words, however I do that, make a Kenyan, let's say I make a Kenyan Agaf with Karka, to transfer that object to this woman to marry her, so the Kedushin's not, it may not be a Kedushin, because it's Einam Bershuso. You cannot be Machna something that's not Bershuso. Right? There's a famous din in the 7th Parak of Baba Kama. If I steal your property, which one of us can be Machdesh it? If I steal Yadin's Gemara, and then I say, HaRezeh Muktash LaShamayim, or if I steal his Gemara, and he says, HaRezeh Muktash LaShamayim, HaRehu Muktash LaShamayim, in which case does it belong to Hekdesh? The answer is, neither. Rabbi Yochanan's famous memra is, Gazal V'lo Nisyashu Bailim, Shneim Eina Yuchon LaHekdesh, Zeh Lefi She'ena Shelo, V'zeh Lefi She'ena Birshusa. So those are the, so that's the three possibilities by Yisur Enosh. Eina Shelo, Eina Bershuso, or they don't belong to him anymore. He's not the Bailim anymore. So this drasha here, Lochem Shel Lochem Yehei, sounds like on the surface that it's suggesting that when something is Asur B'Hana, normally it's not yours. The only exception where it's yours partially, just so you can be over an Aveira, is Chametz. But other Yisur Hana is not yours. Yes, Zach?
So, does that mean Daka, Achila,
yeah, only Achila.
We apply this to other Maaseh Shabbos, don't we? Someone turns on a light.
You can't eat it. Only thing, so Minat Torah, that's not Achila, so therefore probably it's Mutar according to Reuchan HaSalma. It's Davka Mevashel B'Shabbos or something that's like that. That has a Cheftza. I'm not talking about Lahalacha. Rabbi Yochanan HaSalma, where will Maaseh Shabbos be in Issa D'Oraisa?
I was talking about Reuchan HaSalma.
Yeah. Yeah, my time is the Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler. Rabbi Chiya's drasha is about Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler. For everybody else, Maaseh Shabbos is a Knas Chachamim. And the Machlokas is, when and whom are you Kones? But Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler, who says that it's Osir, remember, if it's Osir for everybody else, forever, that implies that there's an intrinsic issue here. It's not a Knas anymore, because they didn't do anything. So on Shabbos it might be Osir because that could be some type of Gzeira the Rabbanu, you could envision that, right? You know, Muksa or something like that. But here, but for others to be Osir forever means it's really Osir. So Reb Chiya was doresh this particular drasha. So Yachol Ma'am Yasser Afpano Tamlam Lachem Shalachem Yehei Yachol Afilu. Continue, Adir. Okay, so now we've established what the reason for Rabbi Yochanan Sandler is that Lagabe Mechale Mos Yumas. It states Kikodesh Ilachem. Therefore, Masay Shabbos is Aser Ba'achila, and therefore it's a Shechita Sheinu Ruya, and therefore we have the answer to why Ganav Tavach B'Shabbos is Potter Aliba the Chachamim, who we say are Rabbi Shimon. How is it Shechita on Shabbos not a Shechita? Why is it a Shechita Sheinu Ruya? The answer is according to Rabbi Yochanan Hasanla. Now the Gemara further now discusses Pligi Bar Ravacha Ravina. Shabbos is Kodesh, but not the Malacha. So it's a machlokus where the Master Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, is an Issa Deraisa and Issa Derabanan. Unless you say, maybe does somebody say that they're arguing whether you hold like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler or you hold like. No, it's clear from the Gemara that they both are talking within Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Because if they're just arguing about how to paskin, then we still have solved the problem. But the Gemara is going to say that based upon their argument, according to the Tzad, that Masa Shabbos is only Drabanan, Hadron Kushal Adukhta. But if all the one who says that Masa Shabbos is Drabanan is saying is that we're paskin like Rameh Rabbi Yehuda, then we haven't undermined the Kasha. Okay, so clearly they are arguing within Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Is this a real Drasha, or is this an Asmachta? So, Ulamanda Omar, the Gemara says. Yeah, okay, so Hadron Kushal Adukhta. You can't say that it's because of a Shechita She'ena Re'uya. So the answer is?
Kepatre Rabbanan Ash'ara.
Ouch.
Since they are the last two cases listed, it kind of makes sense.
The question is, the Tosfos asks this in some form. I don't know where the Tosfos is. I guess this is the Tosfos. Now he asks it on Shor HaNiskol. But you could ask the question: if they agree on Ganav V'Tavach B'Shabbos, why bother mentioning the case? It's Amos leading and the Chacham or Mechayev. So why put it in the... If Rabbi Meir's Mechayev and the Chacham or Mechayev in this case, so why bother mentioning it? What are you adding? What are you telling us in this case? Tosfos gives a some type of teretz. Okay, so anyway, so we're still... But right now the Gemara says that the Chachamim, we're dealing again with Toveach HaYidei Acher on Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, and the Chachamim disagree by Avodah Zarah and by Shor HaNiskol because it's Shechita Sheinu Ruya, Lagabe Shabbos they are Moda because it is a Shechita Ruya. Fine. So now the Gemara starts to deal with the other two questions. Okay? Continue.
Toveach Avodah Kochavim Kevan Shachar Be'Purta Itzah Idach,
okay, so firstly, what is this question being aimed at? Sam? Sam not here? Sam's not here. Oh, you're in the back. There you go. So, did you get this far in your Gersos?
No, I did not.
Okay. So, if you look at the Gemara, did any of you look at the parallel Sugya of Bava Kamma? I didn't expect you to, but...
Yes. So I didn't notice anything. This was like the one thing that was different, had a different formulation. But I mean, was it meaningful?
Yes. Well, I'll tell you. It just makes it clear. It doesn't. It's not a machlokas between the two sugyos.
Okay.
But the Gemara adds the following. It says, V'Rabbi Meir Amay Mechayev Shochet Lavodah Zarah Kevan D'Shachar Be'Purta Asara Idach Isurei Anahu V'Lav D'Marei Kotavach. So it makes it explicit that the Kasha is according to Rabbi Meir, which is obvious when you start to think about it, but you pause for a moment, you're not sure what's going on until you realize they're asking Ali B'Rabbi Meir. The formulation in the printed text is also a little bit different. Here it just says, Tovecha avodas kochavim, kevan deshachab reporta itzer le'idach ki katavach la demari katavach. But here it says, idach isuri hanahu velo demari katavach. It's just spelling out a little more clearly and more directly making that suggestion that when something is asur bana, it doesn't belong to the owner anymore. Okay. So no, it doesn't really change the meaning of the sugya. It's just a little bit more explicit. So you couldn't, you know, it makes it a little easier to read. Here I believe, the Rashi doesn't even comment here. You just have to figure out. They're asking, Aliba the Rabbi Meir. It's not that hard to figure out. So what is the kasha? The kasha is that when you start the Shechita Lavodah Zarah, immediately, as soon as you do a Maisa, Rashi points out that the Gemara Chulin says that even though, if you bow, let's say Hillel has an animal. Hillel, do you have an animal at home?
Yeah.
What kind of an animal?
A dog.
A dog. So I meet, what kind of a dog?
A
what?
A
okay, fine. Ah, my a landsman of mine. Okay, fine. So let's say I like that dog so much I decide to deify that dog, and I bow down to that dog. So does the dog become Aser Banas and Avodah Zarah? And the answer is no. Balei Chayim are not Nesarim in that kind of fashion. But Chas V'Shalom, took a knife and slaughtered that dog for Avodah Zarah, instead of Mishtachav Behemes Chaveiro, Ishochet Behemes Chaveiro, okay? I'm sure your dog is a nice dog and nobody would ever do that to your dog. But if some deranged individual came along with a knife and decided to shech the dog, you know, for his Avodah Zarah, so then that the dog is dead. Does it become Asar Banah? The answer is yes. I think it may be Machlokas, but we certainly hold yes. And Rashi comments, according to the Gemara in Chulin, as soon as you shecht even part of it, you shecht one siman, the shechita is not complete, it's already Nesar Avodah Zarah. It's already Asar Banah. So that's the kasha of the Gemara here. As soon as you start the shechita, even though you haven't finished the shechita, and it's not Utivacho, it's already Asar Banah Avodah Zarah. Now, therefore what? Therefore it no longer belongs to the owner. Rashi just says here, Lav demari katavach, that since the owner has no more rights to be tovea it, he says, Umi ahi shaita asede mine de isa lahadra ba'ene v'lav demarihi. And it's because, Rashi says, because you've changed the animal irrevocably, the owner cannot demand the animal back, meaning you owe him tashlumen, in principle, forget the avodah zarah part, and therefore it's no longer the owner's when you're shechting. Now, right, you understand that once you start the shechita, at that point, and it's asur b'hana, so you no longer return it to the owner, and therefore, before you've even completed utvacho, it no longer belongs to the owner, and therefore it's lav demari katavach, yinachai dal vehe. That sounds great. It makes absolutely crazy what I just said. Tosas doesn't even quote Rashi, but it points out what the problem with it is. Alex? Because the Chachamim hold your potter on Avodah Zarah. That's why it eventually becomes obvious that it has to be Rabbi Meir. But the Gemara in Bava Kamma happens to spell that, Ula Rabbi Meir. I have a question. How are you ever Chayav Dalet V'Hei? Why don't you say that when you start doing the Shechita and you shecht one siman, you're Kona B'Shinui right then? And now, it no longer belongs to the original owner because it's not Hadra Be'ene. It's not yet Utvacho. When you finish it, now it's Utvacho, you potter on Avodah Zarah. Samati?
I'm just saying, what's Shinui? Just because I nick an animal in the neck doesn't mean
a shechter. You shecht one simmon, certainly. It's a slightly different animal. It's a dead animal. It's for all intents and purposes, probably going to die.
Is it still a shinor or is it just nezek?
What's that?
Is that really a
shinor? If you were a gun, listen, so someone of you was talking, a couple of you talking to me about this in Seder. Shinoi is not kona. If I walk up to your object, if I walk up to your wood without permission and I build it, you know, I do a quick hand motion, chop, 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 I build a chair. So I'm not kona with that shinui. An uman might be kona b'shvach kli, but I don't think anybody's kona b'shinui when you're a mazik. No, a ganav who stole something, who might not yet have a kinyan, because maybe all you have is, maybe you have yesh balam, you don't have yesh balam, but you're still mechuyif to return the object b'en. Now that you make a shinui in it, now you're kona, and you no longer return the object b'en, because it's not the same animal as it was, the same object as it was before, and therefore I just have to pay what I stole. But I don't have to return the object b'en. So if you follow Rashi's logic, that as soon as that the reason why it's lav demari katavach is because I'm not mechuyev to return it because it's a shinui, then every dal of a hay should be potter by definition. Because first you shecht one simen. Before you shecht the second simen, it's an if you stole it, dal vehe is only after you steal it. If I walk up to your animal and I sell it to someone else, I'm not chayev dal vehe. Right? In fact, I'm not chayev anything except for to refund the money to the guy. Because I haven't even done geneva. Right? He's done geneva. He might be my shalich, unless you say yesh shalich d'var aver, then he didn't know. Because he didn't know. But if I steal something and then I make a shinui, I'm kone. Shinui la'achar geneva is kone. So the question is, when I shecht the first simen in the animal, any of you own a kosher animal as a pet? Probably not. Okay. All right. If Alon were still here, we'd have chickens. You own a kosher animal as a pet?
Oh, kosher animal, no.
No, okay. Chicken would count too. You start, except for there's no dal v'hei by chickens. All right, side point. But you start shechting the animal. You shecht one simen. You made a shinui. You're kone. And when you finish the tvicha, lav de mariko tavach. You should always be potter. So obviously, why is that wrong? How do I know that that's wrong? They get why? Because the Torah says, "Utvachah umecharav." Obviously, the gzeres hakasav means it doesn't matter for those purposes. So Tosos tries to be mechalik. I think, by the way, that the answer is very simple. As soon as you start shechting the animal avodah zarah, it is neser b'hanah. It's a maisa that's sufficient, and as you don't have to be a shina even when you do a maisa that creates some change in the animal. Or even say, let's say you make a shina in the animal, I guess this is what Tosa says. It's not, the shina might not be kone, lagabe geneva, but it's enough to be a maisa for avodah zarah. And at that point, because it is nesar bahana'ah, because it's nesar bahana'ah, it no longer belongs to the owner. I'm not kone with the shinui, but it doesn't belong to the owner. Because isri hana'ah don't have owners, by definition. It's not shalachem. And that, whereas by a regular dal v'hei, the animal's motor bahana'ah. So it only constitutes a shinui when I finish the shechita. And at that point, I'm already mischayev in dal v'hei. The shinui and dal v'hei are gita v'yado ban kecha. They happen simultaneously. I'm chayev for the dal v'hei. Okay. So anyway, so that's the Gemara's question. How are you ever chayev? Even naniach that you did it al yedei shaliach. You did it al yedei shaliach. And therefore, he gets misa, but you have to pay mamon. But when the shaliach shechted the animal, and he first started, did a little bit, it's neser banah, it's not, no longer belongs to the bailim, and therefore it's lavdi de katach, and there's no dalvehe. Gemara's answer is, the omer.
Amarava, the omer, begamai zvicha.
Huovda. This is a line that opens a can of worms, but not for us, which is, who is the one who is omer? The shaliach, or the mishaleach, or both? But let's just keep it simple. Both of them understand that the terms of this worship of Avodah Zarah is that it is not formally consecrated for Avodah Zarah until the end of the Shechita. I know it sounds a bit like a bit of a Makimta. It is. Okay, so that's how Rabbi Meir would be Mechayev. But if you didn't make that and say, Ba'omer b'gmar zvichasa tehe ovda, so then you would be Patur. Why? Because you would be Mechayev Dal Vehei, because it would be Nesar Avodah Zarah before the Chiyuv Dal Vehei set in, and therefore the Chiyuv Dal Vehei can never set in because it's Lav Demari Kotavach. It doesn't belong to the owner anymore. Okay, next, even more complicated.
Shor HaNiskal Lav Didehu.
Okay. So why is Shor HaNiskal Lav Didei? So it's Aser Bana. And again, whatever the Hezber is there, what Rashi said, we said, I would like to say it's Aser Bana. Well, I have to say here it's Aser Bana. Rashi would say because the owner is not entitled to get the Shor HaNiskal back before the Skila. And we might say that by definition, if it's Aser Bana, it doesn't belong to anyone.
What would Rashi say?
Rashi would say that once the Shor is Nigmar Dino Lemisa, the owner can no longer be Tova and say, give me it back. Right, because it's still Be'en, right? It doesn't work. He has no rights to be Tovea. And we would say that once it becomes Aser Pana, by definition it has no Bailim. It's not a question of the ability to be Tovea back. It doesn't matter in this case. It matters a little more by the Shinar and Avodah Zarah case a little bit, the way Rashi formulates it.
But you say it has no value.
That's not what the Gemara says. That's clear. As the alternative view would have been, the question would have been to ask is, even naniach, even putting aside that it doesn't belong to the Bailim, the value is zero. If I steal your animal, it's worth $100, and now the market falls out from animals, and it's now worth $50, and I shecht it, then dalad v'hei is 4 or 5 times 50. The keifa would be, you know, double, would be an extra 50. The keren, I pay 100. Keren kein shagana. So if the value is zero, then 4 or 5 times, or, you know, the extra, whatever you want to call it, 3 or 4 times, the value, the sharniskal, is zero. I don't know what the answer is. Maybe somebody asked this question about a kama in that sugya. But that's not what the Gemara says. That's what I would have liked to have said. That's what I wish the Gemara had said. Okay. So now...
it's another question from there, right?
Now, by the way, it could be that the Gemara could have asked that kasha as well. The answer the Gemara gives. We're still asking why Rabbi... this is not... now this is totally... by the way, this is totally irrelevant to the sugya of Kamali Rabbi Minei. It's Shor Niskal. There's no Onesh Misa here. It's not like Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. Again, this sugya belongs to Bava Kama. So... but so it might be the answer is the Gemara could have asked that question, but the answer happens to cover both, as we'll see. So this gets a little bit subtle. Go ahead. Okay. A man gave someone an ox to watch. It did damage while it was being watched by him. Let's assume for the moment there was no pshia. The way the Gemara is going to make the ukimta, there was no pshia on his part. He's not chayib himself on having done the nezek. Okay. Nigmar dino bebeis shomer. It had a gemar din while it was with the shomer. The ganav stole it from the house of the shomer and then slaughtered it. And the ganav is chayev in dal v'hei. To whom is he chayev dal v'hei? Not our question right now. Let's assume the chayev of dal v'hei might be going to the original bialim, but I don't really care about that question now. It's a general din. When you steal from the shomer and a ganav is caught, to whom does he pay the kefil? A default option, unless the shomer took a shvua to pater himself, unless the shomer accepted a chiv upon himself to pay the original bialim, the kefil probably goes to the original owners. But I don't really care. For now, it doesn't matter. So the question is, why, if Shor HaNiskal is lav demarika tavach, why are you chayev dalet v'hei? It doesn't belong to the original owner, doesn't belong to the shomer. So why would you say that you're chayev to pay dal v'hei on the Shor HaNiskal? So the Gemara says that we have this funny scenario, and here's the important point. Rabbi Meir Savar La.
Rabbi Meir Savar La Kirvi Yaakov. Savar La Kirvi Shimon. Savar La Kirvi Yaakov.
He needs two. Rabbi Meir has to be holding like two different shitas of his fellow Tanaim. He holds like Rabbi Yaakov the Amar.
The Amar Ach Mishin Niglar Dino.
So din number one is the machlokas Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim and Daf Mehemet Aleph and Bava Kama. Let's say a shomer is given a shor to watch, and the shor during his tenure, let's say it ends up damaging, it goes out does damage. Let's say the shomer is not at fault, and not damaging. The shor goes out and kills someone. So what's the din if you did a proper shmira on your shor, but your shor still goes out and kills someone? What's the din? Do you execute the shor? What? If you did a proper shmira, what's the din?
Yes.
A creature that destroys a tzelem elokim gets destroyed. Period. You know, destroys with intent, let's say. If the shor aims and kills a person, it doesn't matter how not responsible for it the bialim were, doesn't matter what precautions they take, you still kill the shor. The difference happens to be legabe, you know, a kofar by a negligent watcher. But if you watched it properly, you still kill the shor. So I give my ox to a guy to watch. Let's say it goes and kills a person. Let's say he's not at fault for that. So there's a machlokas, and let's say there's a gemar din. The question is, the shomer is supposed to give me back the shor. Can he come to me afterwards and say, Harei shel chalafanecha? Here's your shor. Or let's even say for the moment, let's say he was Poshea. Let me assume for the moment he was Poshea on the shore. Can he bring me back the shore and say, Harei Shalchal Lefanecha? Now, it's a machlokas Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim. If the shore, by the way, was not Nigmar Dino yet, everybody agrees, I can give him the shore back and say, Harei Shalchal Lefanecha. It has him in Nigmar Dino. It literally is right now the same shore. And the fact that they basically might not come after it and try to kill the shore, that's not my problem. We'll say that that's not even, it's not even a Hezek Shenan Iker, because when I return it, it's like more like a grammar or something like that. When I return it, the shore is perfectly usable. In fact, if he's smart, what does he do as soon as I return the shore? Shecht it and eat it before the Gemar Din. If you shecht it before the Gemar Din, you can eat the shore, and then there is no Din Torah. But if the Nigmar Dino, the Gemara and Daf Mem Hei says, Machlokas from Yaakov and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, you're Chayiv, and Rabbi Yaakov says, you're Potter. What is the Nekuda Samachlokas? So the Gemara says the Nekuda Samachlokas is whether or not you can be Gomer the din of a shore, Shelo Bafanav. You cannot judge a person if the person is not present. It's a rule. If the person's not in base, then under ordinary circumstances you can't judge. Legabe mamanos, if someone is tovea, another person, and that person refuses to come to Beis Din, Beis Din at some point, after issuing a seer and putting the eichayim, can go and collect money from the guy. But for corporeal and capital punishment, for sure, ein damnas adam shelo b'fanav. Thus, the Chachamim believe that you're also not able to be done ashore shelo b'fanav. Why? You bring the shore into court, and you say, Mr. Ox, do you understand the charges that are being leveled against you? Right? And you hope the ox will shake its head. Obviously not. But nonetheless, kemisas habaylim kach misas ashor, and just you can't be done in Adam shalom b'fanav, you can't be done ashore. Rabbi Yaakov believes that gom rendino shoshor shalom b'fanav. Why? As the Gemara says, the reason why you have to have an Adam to be done in Adam b'fanav is because maybe the person will advance tainus to explain why they're potter. But generally, oxen are not smart enough or communicative enough to explain why they did what they did and why they should be exempt.
Nothing to do about the emotional effect that should have on the basement. And that you shouldn't judge someone without that coming in front of you.
No. It's just
they
a question.
They shouldn't have any compassion for the cow.
Would they have more compassion if he wasn't there? If he was there, it's easy to have compassion. What?
I'm saying the reason why he should be there.
So they have compassion. I guess right. So the Gemara said, Rabbi Yaakov says that the reason why ain't done Allah b'fanav is because you get a tainus. You get advanced tainus as to what happened. But the shore doesn't have that capacity, so it doesn't matter whether the shore is there or not. In the Bailam, the shore may need to be there, but not the shore. So what happens here? So it's a case, the way Rashi explains, just to keep it simple, is where the shomer handed over the ox to the Beis Din. And the owner says the following. So the Chachamim say, look, had you given me back the shore, you know what I would have done? Ma'arakna la la'agma. I would have sent it off into the swamps, and the Beis Din would not have been able to find it. Maybe I wouldn't have had it for the moment, and Beis Din would not have been able to be Gomer Dino Shoshor. And therefore my shore would still be worth its full value. But you gave it over to the hands with someone where I can't be Mishtai Dino by that. I can't do anything. Beis Din has it. And therefore it was then Nigmar Dino. It was Nigmar Dino, and therefore the way Tosis explains that piece of Rashi, that's actually called the Hezek Nikar. Why? Because if you had not handed it over to Beis Din, or if you had not let Beis Din get it the way Tosis says, the ox on the hands of Beis Din is a different ox than what it's in my hands. Why? Because I could be Ma'arek Lagma. But Rabbi Yaakov says, Gomer Dino Shoshor Shelo B'fanav. So it doesn't really matter whether or not you let the Beis Din get it, whether you hand it over to the Beis Din, when you let the Beis Din seize it, because even had I given the ox back to you, what could you have done with the ox? The answer is nothing. Beis Din still would have sentenced it to death, and it would have been Asur Hanah for you. Remember, this is a guy who's from. So if Beis Din sentences the shore to death, and it's really Asur Hanah, he's not going to eat the shore. But he's clever enough to say, let me keep it out of Beis Din's hands, because they can't be Gomer Dino. So that's the way the Gemara explains the Machlokas of Yaakov and the Chacham. Machlokas is whether Gomer Dino Shoshor Shelo B'fanav. And thus, can I go and say with the shore, Haresh, a shore which was gored and was Nigmar Dino, can I return it to the Bailam and say, Harei Shelchal Lefanecha? According to Rabbi Potter, Rabbi Yaakov says yes, and the Chachamim say no. Now, when you start with that piece of data, does the shor now have any value when it's a shor haniskal? By the way, Zach, this would suggest what we wanted to say. That the reason why a shor haniskal you put on is because it has no value. Because it's still aser bahana. And if you say, well, I guess maybe it doesn't make a difference. It's still, maybe you don't need to say that. So, first what we've established is that the shor has concrete value to someone in a manner that is mutar bahana. In a manner that doesn't violate the isra hana. Right, apparently, going back to the original owners with the shor that was named Gardino and saying Reish Lachov Anacha is not called getting hana from the shor. So the first thing we've established is that according to Rabbi Yaakov, there actually is a loss. There is a loss when you shecht. So now when the ganav shecht steals from the shomer, and he shechts the animal, which is nigmar, which is a shor aniskal, so the question is, does that shor have no value to anyone? The answer is, of course it has value to someone. It has value to the shomer. However, is that real tangible value? No. The object itself does not inherently have a value. You can't sell it. No one can buy it. It doesn't have an interest. But it's valuable to a particular person because it allows him to escape from some particular chov that would otherwise be incumbent upon him. You can't do anything with the object. It doesn't have market value. There would be no buyer for this shor except for the shomer, who wouldn't be buying the shor. He'd be buying certain rights that come with the shor. Thus, now, so that's the first step, that he holds like Rabbi Yaakov, that af mishenik mardino hechzir shomer labala mosar. Second step, go ahead. So I'm going to do a little translation here with one teretz of the bottom tosfos, a very important, interesting tosfos. Here I promise you're going to have a very good time with this tosfos. Since you're dealing with a tangible object here, which theoretically has intrinsic value, and even though it has no value for halachic reasons, but if by damaging it, I am damaging someone's financial interest, meaning I am doing a davar hagorim lamamon, therefore, we treat it as if it is actually mamon. Therefore, when the ganav stole it and shechted it, even though it's aser bana, since the shomer could have returned it to the bailam and could return it to the bailam now before he shechts it, and could say areishel chalafanecha, therefore he has gorim hefsed mamon to the shomer, and therefore he's chayed dal vehei. Now, why can't the shomer say now hareishel chalafanecha? It's obvious, but just spell it out. Because it's shechted, it's dead. You can't say hareishel chalafanecha. Ein lecha shina gadol mizeh. So now, you should ask yourself, by the way, one other question, which is not that, which is the subject of Tosfos, but I formulated what I did carefully. Could you think of another grounds instead of saying davar hagorim lamamon kamamon dami? Something, in fact, was Rabbi Meir Shita. There's something called Dina de Garme. Now, if I were not entrusted with the responsibility of teaching and learning the third parak, which I feel is a good thing to do anyway, not just because it's my job, I might, right here, get into Tosfos and never leave this daf, because we could spend the rest of the year doing Dina de Garme. Of course, there might be three of you left by that time, and I wouldn't blame you. But, what is Dina de Garme? Example, Sorif Shtaros of Shel Chavera. I burn your shtaros. Our shtaros have any, do shtaros have any intrinsic value? So fine. You know, let's say litzor al pitz lochisa, a bottle stopper, very nice. So but sorry shtaros of shachavero, let's say the actual piece of paper is worth $1, even though the debts contained within might be $100,000, fine. So I'll have to pay $1 for the shtar. Unless, but if Rabbi Meir believes that you chayev to pay what the if we can establish based upon Edom, it's a little complicated, but if we could establish based upon Edom what the shtar had in it, then, or if let's say better, if you're moda, what the shtar had, a better way of saying it, let's say that the basorif is moda, what the shtar said. We have no Edom, but the sorif is moda. So then, Rabbi Meir would say that dainin and din the garmei. Garmei is one of the most complicated sugyos. It is some type of causal damages. Let's just put it that way. Part of the problem is that some things the Gemara labels as grama and some things it labels as garme. And there is an entire work by a Rishon, the Ramban, dedicated to this particular topic of defining it, which is known as kuntres dina de garme. I'm told by Rabbi Gedalia Berger, commented to me that Even though I would ordinarily find the Ramban very difficult to read generally, his Chidushim and especially his Perashan Chumash, apparently in the Kutrashtim, the Garmei, he writes as clearly as day, which is atypical for the Ramban. He pointed that I haven't yet had the chance to learn Kutrashtim, the Garmei, but it's an easier read than a lot of the Ramban stuff, was his comment. I trust that. What? Who's what? There is a sheet, I don't know if it's Rashi, it says that Garmi and Grama are the same thing. And when they say that Grama ben Zakan is Pato, that's only in the Manda Omar, that lo danyin in the Garmi. But most Rishonim, I think, assume that there's a difference between Garmi and Grama. Everybody agrees that Grama is Pato, Garmi is a Machlokas. So Tosus asks, why did the Gemara for Rabbi Meir have to invoke Davar Garim Lamamo and say he holds like Rabbi Shimon, that Davar Garim Lamamo and Kamama Dami, why not say Dina the Garmi? Okay. The simple answer, by the way, might be is that in this context of the sugya of Dal Vehei, Lagabe, a certain case of Kutchin that you shechted, the Gemara has Rabbi Shimon as saying, Davar Gar, Gemara has Rabbi Shimon Shita, which we interpret as Davar Gar and the Mamon. We don't know if Rabbi Meir would apply Dina the Garmei in this particular case. And Tosus discusses why. Well, that's what we have to define. Davar Gar, between what, Garim Lamon and Garmei?
So I
sort of interjected Tosis as one of Tosis's interpretations is that Dovra Gar Lamamon, you're dealing with a Chefta itself that has intrinsic value, but is usher because of some external reason. Mm-hmm. But Shtaros have no intrinsic value.
That's what Gar Lamamon means.
What's that?
That's what Gar
Lamamon
means.
Yeah, no, but where do you apply Dovra Gar Lamamon means if I shech the ox that you were entrusted with watching, I steal and shech it from you, I do a davar. The davar is the shchita, hagorim lamamon, which causes you a loss.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not actually damaging your property, because theoretically it belongs to no one, nonetheless we treat that as if it's mamon.
Okay. The intrinsic value of the item is not necessarily implicit in that sentence.
No, I'm adding that in. I'm based upon Tosis.
No, you made it sound like you read that back to the words.
No. I'm just adding that condition. In order to be called, even if you held that Garmei, if you didn't hold the Rav Meir's din of Dina the Garmei, you might still say this here because this is the tangible object. Right? It's not in the words itself. No, absolutely not. I apologize. I didn't mean to suggest that. Okay. So if you put these two pieces together, now you understand. What is the case of Shor Niskal Yechayim according to Rav Meir? Rav Meir holds like Rabbi Yaakov. He holds like Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, if you had a case of a Shomer, who a Shor was Niskal in his Rishos, and somebody a Shor was Nigmar Ladino, Nigmar Dino was in his Rishos, and somebody stole it from him and shechted it, by doing so, he prevents the Shomer from exempting himself, of saving himself that value, and therefore it's like he stole mamon from the shomer and shechted that mamon, and therefore he's chayav dal v'hei. Okay, that's a pretty big ukimta as well. You can decide whether you think the bigmar's vichasa yehe ovda is a bigger ukimta, or this is a bigger ukimta. Okay. Anyway, fine. So now, I believe that the sugya, this is no longer, well, no, this still is, 1 second. This should be the last part of the sugya in Baba Kama. 1 second. No, right, actually, no. So the sugya in Baba Kama ended here. Why? Because the Sugya Baba Kama is interested in the Braisa and when you chayav dal v'hei for tavach. But now Rabbah comes along and says the following, and this is pertinent to our Sugya. Rabbah Amar. Well, it's interesting. I want to correct that. It's pertinent. It's not pertinent to our Sugya. It creates problems for our Sugya, which the Gemara is only going to address a daf later. Okay. Rabbah says la'olam. Okay, it's really Toveach HaYidei Atzmo. And Rabbi Meir believes that Adam Mesa Mishalim as well. So then you'll ask the question. I'm sorry. Rabbi Meir holds generally Adam Loka Mishalim in on the Mesa Mishalim. But in the case of Tavach, B'Shabbos and Tavach Avodah Zarah, you know why you're Mesa Mishalim? He says, B'Shani Hani.
Shanihani de Chidush Hu Shechidsha Torah B'Knas Afagav D'Mitil Meshalei.
Right, it's a Chidush specifically by Knas. Anytime you're dealing with a Knas and there's Misa, you both get the Misa and you pay the Knas. And that's why Ganav Tavach B'Shabbos is Chayev. And Ganav Tavach L'Avod Zarah is Chayev. Shor HaNiskal, you still have to make an Ukimta. Now, sounds great. There's only one little problem. What?
Bito.
The whole reason why we said what we said was to solve the problem. Now, the truth is, this statement of Rabbah, on some level, it's not a Mavakama, and some of it doesn't really belong in Mavakama, but it does in the sense that it's an interpretation of the Braisa. What's odd is that the Gemara is going to wait an entire daf to ask the question, according to Rabbah. Rabbah was not trying to solve the problem of Mishnah, that's very clear. Rabbah was trying to solve that Braisa of Tavach, Gona Vatach, Bashabas, Gona Vatach, Lavo Dazar. On Daf Lamed Ham and Beis, the Gemara, which I assume many of you have not gotten to, the Gemara is all of a sudden going to turn around and state, but one second, when a Papa says to Abaye, the Rabbah and Amar Chidishu Shechit Shetar B'Knas, the Afal Gav the Mikto Mashalei Mas Nisan Keman Mukumle, Ik Rabbi Meir Kashibito. Right, the whole Kasha on Rish Lakish, and by the way, the Gemara's Maskana will probably end up being, if I'm not mistaken, that according to Rabbah, he would have to interpret the Mishnah like Rabbi Yochanan. That's what the Gemara says, Lamaskana. That's what the Gemara says. That's what Rabbah must like Reuchan. So Rabbah is not working at all within Reish Lakish. But yet Rabbah is also not found in the Sugya in Bava Kama. Don't know what quite to do with that. Okay, so now, but now we have to understand Rabbah in his own terms. And this opens up a new Sugya. Before we get back to Kamlei with the Rabbah Minei and the focus of Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, which will come at the towards the bottom of this Amud. So now, thank you very much, Adir. Is your Chavrusa here? No, he's not here. Dobie, the Balchov is coming to collect now. Okay, go ahead. Yes. So Rabba Latame on the top on the fourth line, Lamed Aleph base. So Rabba who said that by Knas, you say Mesa Mishalim. So Rabbah follows his generally known shita. De. So if I already stole a gedi during the week, and now comes Shabbos, so I'm theoretically chayav karen kefil. Now comes Shabbos and I shecht it. So the din is that not only do I get the death penalty, but I also have to pay dal b'hei. However. So here I wanted to clarify, because one of you asked, is there an Isser of Geneva on Shabbos?
Yes. Yeah.
Just like the rest of the week. So the Shaila is correct, Yaakov, just like the rest of the week. The Shaila, I was clearing when someone asked the question, it's irrelevant. This, you have to say that this is a case where he was Machalo Shabbos in the process of Geneva, like the person who's Gorer a kiss from the Rishas Bailim into the Rishas Arabin. But I was clarifying, is there a Isser Geneva mid the Rabbanon on Shabbos of Mekach u'Memkar? Right, you're not allowed to buy and sell stuff. The only thing you can do is give a matana. There's no Isser in giving a matana if it's Letzorach Shabbos. Not that I know of. Some people talk about this issue, but if you actually look, it's a Beferish Mishnah in Beitza, near the first parak on Yom Tov, Mishalchan Manas. You can send non-food items as well, as a presence. Okay, as long as Neosinbo, as long as you can get benefit from it. It's not Hachana Letzorachol. So I don't know where this business of you can't give a gift on Shabbos comes from. You know, they would say when they give kids bar mitzvah gifts, they call them up and the present, the rabbi gives them this farm, but after Shabbos. I don't know where this comes from. There's no Isser of Kinyan on Shabbos. There is an Isser of Mekach u'Memkar. But if it's just a Matana, I don't know really what the Isser. The Aruch HaShulchan talks about somewhere. What?
There's no sources?
I mean, there's a lot of sources. Definitely, it's a
You read the Aruch HaShulchan at some point, and he writes more or less what I said. And the Isser is not on Kinyan. Can't be. It's against
what
the
is
Mishnah.
What
do you mean?
Why do people worry about doing things on Shabbos?
Because somehow people... I don't know where it comes from. I don't know where it comes from.
Like, accepting a gift you're going to give to your host, things like that. There's no sources.
Tell me something. You eat food on somebody's table on Shabbos, but they mocked you a portion of the food before? Or Al Yedei Acher?
Back to all these people who like were so mocking on these things and say, "Hey, you're ridiculous."
If you're not going to use the bottle of wine on Shabbos, you might have argued it's also to bring it there on Shabbos. Forget when the kinyan takes place. The answer is it's not because what's that? Because vachana. The answer is it's not because the point is what you need to do is show them hakar satov on Shabbos. So if you have an eruv and you bring a bottle of wine, even if they choose not to use it for Shabbos, they certainly could. And you want to show them, and you don't have to worry about that. It's not, I know it's not just because since they could use it, even if you know they're not going to open it on Shabbos, I think it still may be mutter because you need to give them a gift. That's what you need to do. That's what you need to do on Shabbos. Arguably, in fact, you read the Gemara, the Pashtus and Beitza is, even if, I think the way they read the Braisa, Kol Shnei Osinbo, comma, the way the Mishnah, Kol Shnei Osinbo, comma, B'yom Tov Mishalchan Osa. If you could get Hanoah from it during the Chol, you can send it on Yom Tov. Why? If it's not, so the answer is the Chibas Nesina, the Chibas Mereish that you get from giving the Matana is sufficient. I don't know. You go back and ask the people that where you've heard this from what the Makor is. The Mishnah does not say that you cannot give a Matana. The Mishnah about Mecha Chumemkar talks about Mecha Chumemkar. Mecha Chumemkar means buying and selling. You can't separate Truma, you can't be Marech, you can't be Machdish, you can't be Machrib, right? But there is no Makar that I know of in rabbinic literature. Maybe I'm unaware of it. I don't claim to be a Baki and Shas by any stretch of the imagination. But to the best of my knowledge, there is no Makar that you can't give a gift.
It's just such a widespread misconception. I guess that's normal.
So, I want to say, so is the Tooth Fairy, but okay. You know? There are a lot of things people think that aren't true. That's why you sit and learn Torah, right? We have a course in the college that a lot of Talmidim don't like, because in this course they learn about Gemaras that they didn't know about, and they don't like the Gemaras. Oh, and the Gemaras say all sorts of funny things, right? But these are Gemaras. It's a whole course. It's not true about the whole course, but in other words, people don't like having their very simplistic view, a simplistic knowledge being made complicated. Right, but the Rishonim and Achronim do it all the time if you just pay attention. So the answer is, I don't know why people think that way. I'm sure it's written somewhere, but I'm not sure what the basis is. And it seems to be against the Mishnah and in Beitza.
Now I don't feel so bad that I was there
on Machanon. So V'Hashem Yislach La, the story of the Isha who took a neder, and her husband heard an anolda, but she didn't know, but she ate anyway. So she rukas kapara, because she thought she was violating her neder, even though she wasn't. Okay, so anyway... Fine. All right. So Rabba says that if you stole the Gedi, I don't know, I don't think, it's an interesting question, I don't know what the Nafkamin is. If you violate Geneva on Shabbos, have you violated just the Isser Derais of Geneva, or have you also violated the Din Drabbanon of Shabbos, Xeris Mecha Pomemkar? Mistama, the answer to the question is no. You know why? Because there's no need to be Gozer on it. Although maybe you should be Gozer on a taka, because as they said, if Lo Tignovu were a footnote in the Mishnah Berurah, more people would be Makbid on it. So if people think it's only an Isser of Lo Tignovu based on the Chaveiro, they might not do it. But if it's Mecha Chomemkar, Xeris Mecha Chomemkar, and Shabbos, be different Kabbalah, so that's a different story. Then you would be Makbid. I don't know. Anyway, I'm assuming they weren't Gozer on Ganev on Shabbos. There was no reason to make the Xeris, I think. I don't know. Anyway, this, I don't know what the Nafkamina would be. But here, Ganav Utalach B'Shabbos means he violated Shabbos in the process of Ganeva also. So why, according to Rabbah, are you potter on Dal V'Hei? So Rashi explains. Why? Because you say, come Levi the Rabbi Minei, on Mammon, according to Rabbi Meir, by Mammon and Misa, just not on Knas. So since you're potter on the Keren, therefore, when it comes to paying Dal V'Hei, you would be paying Gimel V'Dalid, not Dal V'Hei. And Halacha is, Dal V'Hei Amar Rachmanav V'lo Gimel V'Dalid. So in a case where you potter on the Keren, because you were Mechal Shabbos by stealing it on Shabbos, so the Chayvus in the Keren doesn't exist, there's no Dal V'Hei Mamela. Not because the Tficha isn't theoretically Mechayiv you, but it's a technicality in the Dinam of Dal V'Hei. But if you stole during the week, Hayagadi, Gon of Lo Meir of Shabbos, then you Chayiv, even though you're Mischayiv and Afsha when you Shechter on Shabbos, you're still Chayiv because Adam pays Knas and dies according to Rabbi Meir. Moshe?
Which one of these cases is the case that Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim are arguing about the
I'm sorry?
Which one of these cases that Rabbah quotes is
the same? That's no. The Gunav in that Brisa, that's why I said this earlier. I was mechave into this. Gana v'tavach b'shabbos, gana v'tavach al dezara doesn't mean gana b'shabbos. Or if it is, it doesn't mean in a way that you mischayev on Shabbos. In the same way that gana v'lavo dezara, the geneva is not lavo dezara. That's why I was nizhar in that. Okay. So that's what Rabbah says. And then Rabbah says another din, which is, yes. Don't ask me why. This guy has got to be the dumbest thief in the world. I'm coming to tunnel into your basement, but while I'm at, maybe it's because I came from the next guy's house, so I stole a goat, I got that under my arms, as I'm tunneling into your house with my strong hand, right? And then during that time I said, you know, let me just stop here for a moment, and let me, you know, this goat's making too much noise, it's going to give it away, so let me shecht it right now. Yeah, this is true. There's a book called the Darwin Awards, right? Every year they publish, and you watch what some ganavim do, and how they either maim themselves, you know, at least reproductively speaking, or manage to get themselves killed in their acts of stupidity in ganeva. So yes, I've heard of dumber things, but this guy is engaged in a pretty bizarre act. He's ganav etavach, ganav. He already had a gdi ganav. He takes it with him into the machteres, and then he shechs it in the machteres. But okay. He was a base medrash bachur. He was trying to test out the possibilities. You know, every generation, the youth have different ways of experimenting. So this is this guy's way of experimenting. Okay. And so if he gets killed under those circumstances, he's chayiv on the even doesn't kill. He's chayiv on the tficha. Shekvaren is chayiv b'nei v'kodin shevelis and machteres. But if I break into your house, I pick up your gedi, and I'm still in your house, and I shecht it. So here it's important. It's not that I shecht it. I pick it up, make a kinyan geneva, and I shecht it. Since I'm not chayev on the keren, therefore I don't pay dal b'hei on the technicality. Even though on the dal b'hei itself, you do say adam mesa mishali. Yudi?
In the machter case, did he kill someone?
No. He was chayev misa for being baba machteris, right? A temporary chayev misa. As the Gemara is about to point out, that there's a distinction between the two cases, right? In one Shabbos, you can get misa later. If they warn you, they don't kill you right then. Machteres, if you don't get killed right then, you don't get killed at all.
So
but we already saw... Yeah.
When we're looking at it afterwards, he's not chayev misa.
It doesn't matter, but this is the din. We saw this in this...
At the time,
correct. Right. So I'm going to remind you of one din, and I'm going to stop with this because I wanted to take a little detour on something else. But if you remember, just to remind you something, because Tosus talks about this, you have to, the continuation of the Gemara about the Tzricha is actually really, really subtle. Tosus has two rejected interpretations of what that means, and then a third, which he settles on. It's a difficult Tosus to grasp at first. It is a significant Tosus in terms of just learning to read Gemara. So I'm going to talk about the Tosus. But as you read the next part of the Gemara Tzricha, pay careful attention. But let me just provide you with one data point. Rav says that if you're Baba Machteres and you steal, or then Rav says that you potter on the Geneva. So Rava, I think, comes along and says that I would have said that Rav's din is only when the Geneva is not be'en, meaning you broke it afterwards. But if the Geneva is be'en, of course you have to return it. It still belongs to the Bailam. But Vohelo Kim, I swear that Rav said it even a case when the Geneva is be'en. Think about that. I walk into your house, I tunnel in at night, I steal all your fancy jewelry, and now I leave. I'm not killed. According to what Rava says Rav actually held, even though he finds it difficult, I would be based and would not force me to give the jewelry back. Why? Because I was Mischai Benashi at the time, and even though the jewelry is extant, it's and exactly what it is, doesn't matter. Rava says, I would have only said it's a din and mazik. If I damaged it somehow, if I stole it and damaged it, so then, there's no... When I damage something... Shiber Kalim, not even say it. When I damage something, when I'm Baba Machteres and I damage your stuff, when I'm Mischayev in the Nesek, at the time I'm Baba Machteres. There was no Mischayevist then, therefore you're always Pater. But if I steal the object, the obligation to pay back retains constantly. Because I can't just pay you money. The object still belongs to you. It's Reshivas Agzela Sher Gazal Kein Sher Gazal. So nonetheless, Rav said that. So keep that piece of information in mind. In other words, when I steal a gedi on Shabbos, but ofan that I am mechalel Shabbos, and let's say the edim and we hold the chayav misa shogim, do I have to pay the gedi back? So according to Rav, the answer would be, pashtus should be, no. Even I'm holding your gedi, and he's the same gedi it was before, and he's a happy and frolicking gedi, and he likes you still, nonetheless, I don't have to give the gedi back. Why? Because of kam lebi de rabamine. It's a big chiddush. I think we don't pasken that way. I think we split the psak. I think only if the rodef the rodef is shiber kalim, not if he's gone off kalim. Baba Machteris is shiber kalim, not if he's gone off kalim. But Rav said it even across the board. Okay, so we're going to continue on to the Gemara. But be aware as you read stuff that how you read the next lines in the Gemara, the Tzricha, and what the chiddush of Rabba was by telling us the two cases, you have to think very, very carefully what the chiddush is. Okay.